Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle.
Fighting gender inequity is sexy, right? Like, I certainly wouldn't want a partner who didn't believe in equality for women or any gender identity. So it makes sense to me.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say to your listeners, try it out and let us know if suddenly more people are attracted to you.
Hey, you guys, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance and the Wellness Renaissance Podcast. I am so happy to be talking to you again. I have a fantastic discussion to share with you today. The voice you heard is Angie Frank from Blue Tax for Men. What is Blue Tax for Men? Well, she will explain that to you beautifully and share with us about her inspired and clever mission-driven company and products that she has recently started. Spoiler alert, if you're familiar with the pink tax, the blue tax will probably make sense. She's doing some great things with it, creating awareness, supporting great organizations, and creating good and healthy products. Nice little trifecta there. She's also going to share all about the products she has created. And I have to tell you, in the interview, I talk about not having had an opportunity to smell the scent that she uses for her products. And since then, I have had the opportunity to do that. And I have to tell you, I should go find the text that I sent her after I had the opportunity to smell it, because I actually did a very nice job describing it. I like scents, but I am very, very picky. My nose and my body are very, very picky. There are times when I love the smell of something, but a few inhales later, my body's like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. This is a beautiful smell, and she actually has a haiku that she's going to share with you about her signature scent. But I have to tell you, it is like, I don't know, it's bright, it's rich. It's like when I opened up the container and I smelled it for the first time, I just like had this feeling of being grounded, and visually it was like almost as if everything became just a little bit clearer. It smells like, I kind of want to say, it smells like Christmas, but a little more earthy. You should smell it for yourself. It's wonderful. I got my hands in the palm balm. It does not take much. It gives a really nice covering, but it doesn't really stay oily. So I like that. Just had to share because it's sitting right here beside me. The products are fun, but the mission is fantastic. And that is what she is here to share about as well. So please check that out. Learn about the blue tax, learn about the pink tax, and she's going to share a bunch of other awesome stuff with us as well. Before we dive in, I want to thank you so much for continuing to listen over the summer, share the podcast. And for those of you Patreon supporters, again, a huge heartfelt thank you goes out to each and every one of you. I am truly grateful and appreciative of your support. So thank you so much. We're going to be shifting things a little bit, mostly in the frequency that episodes come out. And as we kind of re-ramp up, we'll have a really much better idea of what that's going to look like. But the plan is for every other week, and maybe a little flexibility within that as well, depending on what we're doing. So keep an eye out for some amazing conversations coming forth. I have some amazing guests and wonderful conversations in the can that I am excited to share with you. So keep your ears peeled for that. Before we head in with Angie, I want to say a few words about our podcast advertising sponsor, Green Home Solutions, the indoor air quality experts. They are right here in Duluth, Minnesota, where we do this podcast, but they are also everywhere else. So check out greenhomesolutions.com. If you have questions about mold, or maybe you're just not sure, check them out. They also work with disinfection, odor, allergen control. And well, let me tell you a little story. If you listen to this podcast, you may remember that I found Green Home Solutions when I had concerns about mold where I live. And I found out about these guys and did some research and had some great conversations with them. Steve came out and did a test where I was concerned I had the mold, and the answer was, nope, you're good, no mold. The fun thing that I want to share with you is that I happened to have some lab tests done recently that looked at the mold in my body. And the doctor who read the tests said, your mold scores are really good for things like household and things like that. So she says, I'm not concerned about your environment. The one mold that was high was all about food. So, so we'll work on that. It was just fun for me to have something else to back up what Steve already told me. So yay. Anyway, I hope that you are so lucky if you are having mold concerns, but give them a call. Here in Duluth, you can call 218-206-9549. Or again, check on the web at greenhomesolutions.com. All right, let's head on in with Angie Frank and hear about blue tacks for men.
Let's dive in.
Okay. First of all, welcome. Thank you so much for spending some time with me and sharing what you're doing. I'm so excited to talk to you and learn more.
I'm happy to be here.
Start out by introducing yourself and just give a little synopsis of what you do, and then we'll back up and kind of dig a little deeper into that.
All right. Well, I'm Angie, and if we want to take a big picture look at who I am, I think I'm a small town Minnesota girl who went away to the big college and had her little reality burst many, many years ago. And I became aware of diversity. I became aware of inequities in the world. I became aware of social justice issues. And sort of from that point, I feel like everything I've done is through this lens of social justice. So I became a teacher. I taught social studies for a while, and my lens through teaching social studies was, let's teach the real history. Let's talk about what's not usually talked about. I moved on and have done theater work, and my theater work focused on the applied theater concepts of Augusto Boal, called Theater of the Oppressed, and used theater as a tool to rehearse the revolution. Rehearse that revolution either on a personal level, on a community level, or on a system-wide level about how to make change that you want to see be made. And now I find myself in the natural body product business, and still holding on to that lens of social justice, and landed on the idea of blue tacks and decided this is a way that I can keep honoring that part of who I am and also make an impact in the world.
I love it. I love when all of those things can come together.
It feels like a really natural culmination.
Yeah. So talk about blue tacks. First of all, let's talk about the products, and then let's talk about the inspiration for the concept around blue tacks.
Yeah, so I had a natural body product business. It was called Roan for Your Life. Roan is a Hebrew word that means joy. So the whole concept behind that business was to bring joy to people's lives when they used my products. And I was committed to using locally or regionally sourced ingredients, all natural ingredients, and really wanted to just get back to the basics of nature and using very simple formulations to create the products that I made. So most of those products, you know, had 5 ingredients or less. I can talk a little bit about the evolution of Roan for Your Life. And so that really began as a hobby. And I just loved tinkering with different blends and different oils and different herbs and concocting things in my kitchen that made me happy. And I'd share those with family and friends. And then it grew into, well, maybe I could take this hobby and make a little business out of it. So I started going to local markets and pop-ups and selling products there. And that just was a really helpful way to get feedback from customers, find out what people liked. And through that process, people kept asking me at these markets, do you have beard oil? You know, you're in northern Minnesota. You really need a beard oil. There's so many bearded men here. So So finally, I decided, well, okay, I'll try to make up a beard oil. And I made my blend up and was finished and thought, well, it needs a name. And the name Blue Tax just popped into my head. And I sort of giggled thinking, well, I'm going to charge more for this because it's made for a man. So this is going to be my Blue Tax beard oil. And then that idea just kept growing. So thinking, you know, well, if I'm charging more for this product because it's made for a man and collecting this 13% blue tax, what am I going to do with it? And it just made sense to donate that and pay it forward to organizations working on gender equity.
So for anybody out there right now who's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. What do you mean charge more because it's for a man? How dare you? What's that about? Why would you do such a thing? Talk about exactly why you would do such a thing.
Well, I would do such a thing because I've been paying a pink tax my whole life. And so has every other woman out there. And it's really amazing how many people aren't aware of the pink tax. So the pink tax is anything that's marketed toward a woman is charged more for that than if it was marketed toward a man. And if your listeners want some evidence of that, they can walk down the razor aisle in a grocery store and look at pink razors and look at blue razors, and the pink ones will cost more. You could look at deodorants, the ones for women versus the ones for men in the same brand, same style, same scent, the women's one will cost more. It even starts with pacifiers, the pink pacifier or the blue pacifier, the pink one will cost more. So all across the board, from crib to grave, women are charged more for things that are marketed toward them. And it totals about $1,300 a year. So it adds up.
It is a wild thing to think that. And I know, I you mentioned razors, and that's always been one of those things that I have always typically bought men's razors because they're cheaper. Also because when I got women's razors, I didn't like them as much either. I don't think they're made as well. So they cost more. They're made not as good. They don't feel like they do as good of a job. It feels like they wear out faster. Yeah, so
I've always bought the blue razors too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, why bother buying this when I'm going to throw it away quicker? Just kind of been my experience is maybe I've just bought a crappy brand, but I feel like when I bought them, it's like, okay, I'm throwing more plastic away because I go through them more. I'm not as happy with them. Yeah. Back to the blue ones. It is kind of crazy. And if you're a guy, it's just something you don't have to deal with, right? You just don't even have to be aware of it. And I was in a conversation about this years ago. And one of the guys in the conversation said, well, men don't want to pay money for our shampoo and body wash and stuff like this. We don't want to pay for it. And I'm like, well, so we don't either. You know, why do you get away with it?
Right, right. And people have asked me, well, aren't women willing to pay more? In the case of the pink tax, I don't think any woman is willing to pay more. Most women don't know they're being charged it. And, it, you know, obviously it makes sense in specialty products or in other areas where it's a higher end product and women are willing to pay more for it. But when it's really two equal products, there's a sort of a covert attempt by businesses to make a little extra money on women.
The 13%, talk about the 13%, because if you go to your website, I love the numbers on each of the products, but talk about the 13%.
Yeah, so the 13% came from, that's the average percent more women are charged for personal care products. And so blue tax body products are personal care products. And so I just thought, well, we'll do about the same percentage. Right now, blue tax, we're starting out small with just four products. So our beard oil was the first product. I have an aftershave, a palm balm, and a stick balm.
Okay. And talk about what the use of the palm balm and the stick balm is for.
Yeah. So the palm balm, well, we'll get technical here. So a lotion is a lotion because it's oils and water. A balm is a balm because it's only oil. They don't add any water. And so you can use a balm the same way you would use a lotion anywhere on your body that you want some extra moisture. And the nice thing about a balm is it's not going to evaporate off of your skin because there's no water in it. And so it lasts a lot longer. It does a lot more moisturizing, a lot more protecting. And it's a great product, I think. The stick balm is essentially a chapstick or a lip balm. And I've decided to use paperboard tubes instead of plastic tubes. That's another piece of my business mission, is that I'm trying to make products that are good for the earth and are in recyclable or compostable containers.
And like you said, your products have like a short list of ingredients. And if anybody's looked at their lotion bottles, most of the time, there's a lot of stuff going on in there.
Right. You can hopefully pronounce everything in my ingredient list.
So you have these limited amount of products, and you said that there might be a chance for more in the future, but this is it's a nice simple start.
Right. Well, my goal is that you can fight gender inequity from your bathroom every morning by using your Blu-Tax toothpaste, your Blu-Tax deodorant, your Blu-Tax shampoo and conditioner. So I have a vision to expand all the products.
Okay. What is the scent like?
Ooh, that's my favorite part. I love the scent. I love it so much that I wrote a haiku about it.
Ooh, would you like to share? Everybody loves a good haiku.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
Grounded, mystery, from the outdoors, lifting with warmth to heights that soar. That's my Blu-Tax signature scent haiku. And it really captures, I think, there is this earthy groundedness to the scent. And there's also this warmth, uplifting part of the scent as well. And so it's a blend of essential oils. I don't use any artificial fragrances. So the essential oil blend is myrrh, cedar, clove, eucalyptus, and spruce.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I gotta smell that.
I wish we had some olfactory senses that could come through this podcast.
I know, me too. I know. I can't wait till I invent that on the computer. You can add that to the podcast. Somebody hits a key and they just have a little poop come out of, oh, that's what it smells like. Wonderful. So now I'm trying to imagine what I think of those scents together. And to me, that sounds like it would be a very nice scent for a guy, but also, you know, for women, also not so masculine and musky. I don't know how you describe that as a scent, but I know it when I smell it, if that makes sense.
That makes total sense. Yeah. So regarding the scent, I think it's suited to any person. You know, we all have the scent that we like and dislike, and I don't think it's targeted toward necessarily a man or a woman.
Nice.
For anybody who likes the scent.
Perfect. I love that. To not get caught up in that piece of it and wherever somebody is or isn't on the spectrum of gender, but what do you like? Just what do you like?
Yeah. And this is probably a good point to bring up as well, that Blu-Tax and Pink-Tax is absolutely based on the gender binary, that there's men and women. And that's just part of my business model that I'm a little uncomfortable with. And so when I talk about donating that 13% to gender equity, I'm talking about gender equity to include all gender identity. And so some of the organizations we focus on in giving those donations will be LGBTQ organizations and organizations working on trans rights. So that's an important piece of the Blu-Tax movement and what we hope to do.
Nice. What are the organizations that at this point in time that we're recording this that you're giving to?
Yeah, so each month we choose a different organization. And August the organization was Juxtaposition Arts. It's a youth art organization in Minneapolis. And I just believe in the visions of artists and youth to move us forward in a good way in these times. And so I really felt good about putting funds toward their efforts. Past organizations have been Communities United Against Police Brutality, the Ms. Foundation, Outfront Minnesota. And this month, as we're recording this, it's September 2nd. So I just selected this month's organization, which is To Write Love on Her Arms. September is Recovery Awareness Month. And To Write Love on Her Arms focuses on substance use and mental health and people who are going through recovery or successfully in recovery. And I thought that was just an important issue to look at now during these times, especially with the pandemic. I think all of our mental health is taking a hit. And also, I'm going to share with you something I haven't really talked about publicly, a vision, a faraway vision I have for Blue Tax that kind of relates to this. And that is, I have taught for 11 years at the St. Louis County Jail. And 85% of the people in the jail are there on drug or alcohol related charges. So substance abuse and addiction is a huge piece of why people are incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And then of course, we all know that mental health is a huge factor as well. I don't have a statistic on that one. But someday when Blue Tax is in everybody's bathroom, and I have to open a manufacturing facility, I would hope to open a place and hire women who were recently released from incarceration and be a job training transition place for them, and a stepping stone between jail or prison and what they want to do next.
That is cool. I love that. What a neat idea. I love that.
Well, I said it out loud now, so I'm a big dreamer and I have big ideas.
I love it. Well, when you open your manufacturing, you know, we can repost the podcast. And it's finally here. Right. How has the reception been to this whole concept?
Most of the time when I share it with people, they go, wow, that's brilliant. Which was also my response. I'm not usually one to sort of toot my own horn, but I thought, gosh, why hasn't anybody thought of this before? And I'm sure I'm hearing that feedback from like-minded people. I don't think I've heard the critiques because we tend to stay in circles that support sort of our values and our thoughts and our worldview. I did get one email from somebody after an article ran in the Duluth News Tribune who was critical of Blue Tax and said that she thought it was hypocritical. And I said, absolutely, it's hypocritical. It's hypocritical on purpose because the pink tax is hypocritical, and let's do something else back to raise awareness about that.
Right. It's a little challenging sometimes to doing the quote unquote right thing by example doesn't always work because to create that awareness, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know, and in a sense, what you're saying is the right thing would be just not to have this pink tax, to have equal charge for the products that are designed for women. And so if you do nothing, it creates no awareness, but this creates the opportunity for conversation as well as supporting something positive for that mission to go forward.
Yeah. And my hope with Blue Tax is that it will move the needle in two ways. One, it will be through these conversations. And what is the blue tax? What is the pink tax? Let's talk about this and just building awareness. And the second way would be through the 13% donations to organizations. So both awareness building and financial building.
Right. Very cool. I love it.
Glad you do.
Again, it's one of those things where it's, I can understand that kind of momentary gut reaction of, well, that doesn't seem fair, but it's, yeah. But the whole point is, yeah, you're right. It's not, it's what's been happening forever. And we've taken it as just, how it is, right. And how do we change those things? How do we create awareness and talk about those things? And I think this opens the door to a very nice way to have a conversation about it and create awareness about it.
Well, thanks for bringing that conversation to your podcast.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, this is why we're here. I mean, this is, we're all trying to figure this out. How do we do this? How do we do life? How do we do it better? And again, I love the fact that your products are, you know, the idea behind them is great, but then what you're trying to create is also supportive of our bodies and supportive of natural ingredients and local sourcing and all of those things. And it's so, it's just a nice kind of synergistic little collection of happenings there.
That's so great. It's always affirming when people see things the way I do.
That kind of brings me to the idea of feminism, because this is a conversation that I know from some of the work that I do is a very misunderstood comment by men and women, just people in general. What would your definition of feminism be? And I know that it probably will shift and change over time or pieces will be added, but for today.
Right. I think it's as simple as equity for women. Men and women have equal opportunity and access in an economic sphere, in a political sphere, and in a social sphere. And so to give some examples of that, right now in the economic sphere, we know about the wage gap. Women make less money than men who are doing the same job. In the political sphere, we're making great progress with women politicians, but if you look at our Senate and House of Representatives, you're going to see mostly white men in those positions. So politically, we're still not represented equally. And then socially, women are still, you know, the primary victims of sexual assault. And we still have a social culture that devalues women or uses women as commodities to sell products through the sexualization of women. And all of these areas need to shift to bring about an equitable and just society for women to exist in. I don't think there's anything radical in that. And I don't think feminism is just for women. I think my dad is a feminist and my husband is a feminist and I'm raising my two kids to be feminists. And we should all want equity and justice for people. I love the quote by Paul Wellstone, we all do better when we all do better. And that's at the root of this, is making sure we're all living in a world where we can be our best selves.
It's interesting. When this conversation comes up in various spaces that I'm in. And I remember one in particular that's kind of been duplicated a few times, not meaningfully, it just happened. But to, you know, it's an interesting place to check your own head about this, of when people say, well, I totally think men and women are equal and should have all the same opportunities. And I, you know, I am in that place. And then when you say something like, if women were a majority of the people holding office or a high majority, and people get really uncomfortable about that. And it's like, well, that's not really okay. okay, why isn't it okay? You know, if you're not okay with that, you're okay with the other way. There's some reason you're okay with the other way.
I'm going to read you a quote that Blue Tax puts up, a feminist of the week, a picture and a quote. And so I put up Ruth Bader Ginsburg a few weeks ago. And the quote I matched with her was, "And when I'm sometimes asked, when will there be enough women on the Supreme Court? And I say, when there are nine, people are shocked. But there'd been nine men, and nobody's ever raised a question about that." So I think that just points out how easy it is for us to overlook what is the norm, and how living in a patriarchal society, men are in the power positions.
And it's hard to see when you're in that space. Your website is great. I love it that it's simple and it's friendly and informative. So yay on that.
great to hear that feedback.
Yeah. And I want to know, where do people find you? Where do they find your stuff, both on the web and out and about?
Yeah, my website is bluetaxformen.com. And I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram at Blue Tax for Men. And then my products are in a couple stores locally. They're in Adeline's Salon and in a new barbershop called Deep Cuts. That's on Woodland and St. Marie, right near UMD. So people can pick products up at either of those locations too.
Nice. And of course, COVID is making it a little bit trickier to try to do that on a casual level right now, I suppose.
Right. Well, and I can certainly ship anywhere as well. So the website will take you to my online store and all the products can be ordered there.
And if somebody is listening to this and they're not in Duluth, but they're somewhere else in the US or whatever, and they would like to connect with you about maybe having your products in their store, would that be okay?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just rolled these products out in Maine, and it's not my full-time job. And so things move slower than you wish they would. But I do have the intent to reach out to gender-neutral barbershops across the country and let them know about the product line and see if they'd be interested in carrying it. So if anyone listening is a barber or a hairstylist and wants to carry my products, I'd be happy to send them some samples and do business with them.
You know, the beard oil, I'm curious, is there any use that women can utilize that for?
Well, I've used it on occasion just to put a couple drops in my fingertips to rub in my hair to get rid of a little bit of frizzies. So you could experiment doing that. It'll probably depend on your hair type and the quantity you use. It may look terrible and make your hair look oily if you put in too much. Or if you get it right, it may help to just take away the frizzies and soften it a little bit.
So if you do it the first time on a day when you don't have to go anywhere, so if it's too oily, it'll just sit there and like nourish your hair for a day.
Right.
So you wash it again.
But certainly the aftershave, I use the aftershave after I wash my face as a toner. You could certainly use the aftershave anywhere else you're shaving. I won't get too personal. the palm balm and the stick balm can be used by women or anybody as well.
Somewhere on your website, I love that it says something like, supporting gender equality is sexy. And I thought that was great.
Well, I have, you know, all these scenarios run through my head for commercials. And, you know, one is a couple and maybe they're having a fight or maybe they don't really know each other. And then suddenly one of them spots that the other uses Blue Tax and they turn to the other person and embrace. So, but yeah, I mean, I think fighting gender inequity is sexy, right? Like, I certainly wouldn't want a partner who didn't believe in equality for women or any gender identity.
So
it makes sense to me.
It does. It's saying that your partner is able to see, especially if it is a male, that they're seeing outside themselves, right? Like they're seeing another perspective and they're willing to not only see that perspective and speak to it, but they're also willing to support it and pay for that perspective a little bit as well.
Yeah.
So that is kind of sexy. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say to your listeners, get a product, try it out, and let us know if suddenly more people are attracted to you.
Maybe you walk with that little extra, hey, I've done some good stuff today. I just got up supporting a little gender equality. I'm doing good.
Well, they still make you look good, and you're doing good. Like, what's better than that?
Exactly. I know. Well, we always say, you know, do something for someone else. It helps us to feel better. Well, boom, there you go.
I made it easy for you.
That's right. Well, and I love, like you say, I appreciate you talking about what the products for women, because I know there's a lot of women who would want to support this as well, this concept. And, you know, if we're going to pay more for something, it's kind of more fun in my mind to pay you, like you're this person doing this thing, trying to do good in the world. So it's awesome that you kind of have that in mind as well. But I love that. Yeah, I'm excited to try them and smell them, because the scent sounds amazing.
Great.
So yeah. Anything else that I should be asking you that I'm not thinking to ask you, or anything you want people to know about the work you're doing or your business that we just haven't covered yet?
I think one thing that comes to mind is this reverse sexism. That's a phrase that I hear thrown around. And just to answer that, I would say, no, what the pink tax is covert price gouging by big business to take advantage of women, to put extra money in the pockets of their shareholders. What blue tax is voluntary reparations, let's say, right? Voluntary reparations to support gender equity. And so I look at the two in a very different way. So I just wanted to point that out, that I don't see it as reverse sexism at all, especially in a power structure where the economics, politics, and social norms are controlled by men. The concept of reversing that is impossible.
I think that your distinction is an important one to make, because I think it's one that's so easily kind of tossed aside. You know what I mean?
A very quick way to dismiss it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I am so excited for what you're doing, and I am really surprised nobody else has thought of this. So good on you. and good on you for, you know, for also supporting just the concept around it. That's really great. And it's so needed, and we do need just more ways to bring up this conversation. So I love that you're doing that. And, you know, I'm curious, do you, like, when you have your products, is there anything on your products that kind of sort of explain why this makes sense?
I use the tagline pink tax payback. So that probably hints a little bit at it.
Okay.
And I also, on the products, it talks about paying 13% more, and that will be donated to organizations working for gender equity.
Okay, cool. Just in the whole thinking of somebody picking that up, and it's a great way to just kind of give a little quick synopsis of,
yeah, hopefully this is what this, you know, you get this a little snippet of the story from the bottle, and then if you're curious, you can go onto the website and keep learning more.
Right. Well, and I know, I can imagine that, you know, like you said, it's an Adeline's shop, and she would give a great explanation and endorsement for why that is.
Yeah, she has been a wonderful supporter and advocate for the business. I've really appreciated her.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time and being here and sharing your story. It's so, I really appreciate to kind of know like where the inspiration for things like this comes from, and you know, not only just the story and why you're doing this, but just how it began and what you started with in the first place. So this all, you know, it all comes together in this very kind of nice, like synergistic way of just things that you're already kind of doing coming together, which is so lovely.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate your broad scope of wellness and taking on and talking about issues of racism. I know I heard some past podcasts that you've done, and then taking a look at sexism and really understanding wellness from a broad perspective like that is important.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that because sometimes people think I'm a little out of bounds. And what I always think of, you know, for me, we kind of, you know, wellness is this huge piece, right? Like it's our bodies. It's what we do with them. It's what we put into them mentally, physically, whatever. But it's also our communities. You know, my degree is in public health education. Well, really, that's about all of this comes together. So much of this comes together and it affects us and in so many different ways. And it affects on how we navigate the world and how we operate. And it is bringing a light to some of the things that we've considered normal that affects us all the time, but we've just kind of gotten used to it. And well, or it's too big, quote unquote, it's too big to deal with. It's just the way it is. Those are two things that make me crazy to hear people say, because it's like, okay, if anything, you know, it's like, it's too big to fail. Okay. Too big to fail. Something that's too big to deal with, probably really something that needs to be dealt with. And how do we do that?
Yeah.
But to me, that just is part of our wellness. It's part of our mental health. It's part of how we think about ourselves, how we try to work, you know, live our best life. And so it's all part of it.
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. And thanks for being here.
Thank you. You as well.
And again, you can find out more at bluetaxformen.com and follow them on Facebook at bluetaxformen. Thank you so very much for listening. Please check out the rest of the podcast episodes at wellnessrenpodcast.com. You can also find Wellness Renaissance on Facebook. And if you would like to become a Patreon supporter, and I definitely invite you with all of my heartfelt, huge open heart to do such a thing, you can find Wellness Renaissance Podcast right through Patreon. Or if you go to the wellnessrenpodcast.com website, you can look on the left and you'll see a big red button that says become a patron. That will take you to the Patreon website and you can sign up through there. And that would absolutely make my day. It would also make my day if you share this podcast with anybody else who you think might enjoy the products, the conversation, the information, Christmas shopping, whatever the case might be. Your sharing the podcast is what helps us grow. And that is so huge. It also helps the information get to the people who might be interested and might need it. So thank you so much for doing that. Until next time, take good care of yourself and those around you. These are still crazy times that we're in, and we're all feeling it a little bit differently, I think. So much going on. Be well, and may you continue to find the pieces that fit beautifully into your health and wellness puzzle. See you soon.